All right, welcome back, everybody. This is, I believe, episode 9, which is pretty insane. So welcome back to Below the Fin. I hope you are enjoying your Fin Friday. Real quick, before we get started, I want to say again, I am so thankful that we're able to do another episode. You guys have been awesome with downloading us. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. Before we get started today, I actually just wanted to let you guys know that we are thinking about doing an episode where we talk about some of you guys' interactions. This can literally mean anything. No story at all is too small. Meaning maybe you saw a shark 10 feet in the water. Maybe you went on vacation somewhere and you got to dive with them. Tell us how their behaviors were. Tell us about everything. Maybe you were somewhere near where an attack happened. Any stories are more than welcome. You can send them to us through our email or through any of our social medias. So we are on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Below the Fin. Give us a direct message there. Or you can email us at belowthefin@gmail.com. I can't wait to hear you guys' stories, and I would love to feature them on our show. All right, we have got to finally get into today's episode. So in today's episode, we are journeying way, way, way back. So, we're going all the way back to the age of the Megalodon, everybody's favorite shark to talk about, at least it's mine. All right, so today we are going to take you on an exhilarating journey through the depths of history to explore the awe-inspiring world of prehistoric marine life. I mean, who's not going to love that? I am so excited for this episode. As always, I am your host, Lexi Liu, and in today's episode, let's talk about what we're going to talk about. That rhymed. All right, so we're diving back in time to when the oceans were ruled by the mighty Megalodon. Imagine a world where the seas teemed with monstrous creatures, where every shadow beneath the waves concealed a potential predator of unimaginable size and ferocity. This was the realm of the Megalodon, the largest shark to ever roam the oceans, with jaws so powerful they could crush a car with ease. Okay, we all know about animals and crushing cars. If you listen to some of our other podcasts, we talk about the hippo that can crush the small sports car, but I think the Megalodon might have had a little bit more power than the hippo. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. All right, but let's talk about how big this Megalodon actually was. So I want you guys to picture a shark stretching up to 60 feet in length, dwarfing even the largest modern day great whites. I mean, come on, 60 feet. I don't even know what compares to 60 feet in length. That is crazy. And on top of that, this 60-foot shark came with rows of razor-sharp teeth measuring in at over 7 inches in length. This prehistoric behemoth, literally, was the ultimate apex predator of its time. I mean, of course. The Megalodon's reign spanned millions and millions of years, from the early age during which it dominated the marine food chain with its insane appetite and unparalleled hunting powers. While the Megalodon vanished from the ocean millions of years ago, its legacy lives on in the form of fossilized teeth and vertebrae scattered across the globe. These ancient killers serve as a reminder of a time when giants ruled the seas and the boundaries between myth and reality blurred beneath the waves. So join us as we embark on an expedition to uncover the mysteries of the Megalodon and journey back in time to a world where giants roamed the oceans. It's sure to be a dive you won't soon forget as we explore the wonders of the prehistoric ocean. Alrighty guys, before we get into all the facts and all the lovely stuff that I want to discuss on here today, I do need to start by telling you guys something really cool. So, as a passionate enthusiast of Megalodons, myself, you know, that's what I like to say, I have always been captivated by these ancient giants of the sea. I mean, their size, their teeth, the mysterious disappearance from the earth waters is what I really think fueled, you know, my fascination in these guys. I mean, how does something so large just disappear, poof, off the earth? It's just, it's amazing. And I am just so excited to learn everything about everything there is to learn about a megalodon. One of my biggest treasures in this entire planet is that I actually have two megalodon teeth in my possession. I have cherished these my entire life. One of them I've had since I was a child. It was a gift from my aunt. And the other I actually got in North Carolina last year. And it is just, it's so cool. They're all so individualized and every tooth is unique. It's almost like, you know, when they say no two palms are the same, like that, no two teeth are the same. It's just so cool. Get your hands on these. When I hold these teeth in my hands and see how big it is and how it's literally bigger than my palm, it kind of is an awe-inspiring power. Like it just puts you in complete awe. So there's actually a place in the Carolinas where you can dive into the depths and search for megalodon teeth. I recommend looking into that. I have a legit dream of going to beaches where you can find these teeth at. Like, I'm not joking around. I have had literal dreams, like, of going and doing this. It's so cool. There's Facebook groups, too, where you can look at places in the Carolinas where you can find shark teeth on the beach, and it's just fascinating. I want to say the place where I got my teeth at, they actually had a YouTube channel where you could watch the divers go into the, I don't want to be wrong here, it's like a river or a lake or something, and you watch the diver go down, you watch them find your actual tooth. Really, really cool to think about. Something you should definitely do if you're interested in teeth. Oh my gosh, I just said if you're interested in teeth. I meant if you are interested in sharks, in shark teeth. But definitely something to look into. I would love to do it this summer. I do plan on doing this at some point, so I will let you guys know if I do get the opportunity. But just really awesome, really cool thing that you guys are actually able to do. I do know they sell some fake teeth on Amazon and things like that. Just go somewhere. Go to Florida, go somewhere, you know, they're relatively inexpensive. I mean, they do have a price tag on them, definitely, but it's just so worth it. All right, let's get into a little bit more of the factual side of these guys. So these sharks were 60 feet long, as I said, some even growing as large as 80 feet long, which is insanity. So to put that into perspective, it is longer than a freaking school bus. A school bus. Are you kidding me? Lurking in the waters below you? How big is the ocean? It's huge. That just, like, it makes you think, how big is the ocean? Seriously, it's crazy. The teeth of these animals were also massive and they were serrated. They were designed for gripping and tearing through the flesh of their prey. So these teeth could measure over 7 inches long. If you ever have the opportunity to get your hands on these, as I have already said, please do it. It is so fascinating. So megalodons mainly ate whales, seals, and dolphins. And it is said that these things were eaten whole or in extremely large chunks. So, I mean, come on. A dolphin whole, a whale whole, like, wow. So megalodons actually lived in every ocean around the world and were mostly found in warm water. And are you guys ready for this next part? Because take it all in. If you're driving, like, stay on track. Like, this is going to put you in awe. They were found in shallow waters. Okay, not found, but that's like where they're believed to have liked to be, in warm, shallow water. Now, I don't know how shallow is for them. I mean, they are 60, 80 feet long beasts. So maybe it's not that shallow. I don't know. But pretty crazy. And also pretty crazy because, like, if you think back in time and you're like, if we still had these today, the thought of, like, seeing a fin on a boat or something sounds very realistic. Like, that could actually happen. It's insane. Insanity. But anyway, despite the dominance, of course, that these creatures held for millions of years, megalodons disappeared from the fossil record around 2.6 million years ago. And of course, the exact cause of their extinction remains uncertain. But there are factors that are believed to have an impact, such as climate, competition with other predators, and shifts in prey population likely played a role. So, you know, of course, we're also not thinking of the factors of what else was living back then, right? So in today's waters, you'd be like, what the heck could possibly, you know, really affect them? They're huge. They're the rulers of the sea. Sure, but back then, there was also other types of creatures roaming the earth that, you know, potentially weren't a threat to them, but they were a threat to their prey, if that makes sense. So, fossilized remains of megalodon teeth, vertebrae, and other skeletal fragments have been discovered on every single continent, except for Antarctica. Pretty unbelievable to think of. That is very cool. These fossils provide valuable insights into the anatomy and behavior of these ancient giants. All right, I am going to tell you guys what family these guys belong to, but do not laugh at me because I am so going to mispronounce it. I always mispronounce everything. So the family these guys belong to were called Odontidae. I don't know. I hope you guys will understand what I'm trying to say. Odontidae. I have definitely heard of such before, such family, but I am not 100% sure on how to say that. So the megalodons have captured the imagination of people around the world for so long now, and they have become a popular subject in books, movies, and documentaries. While some portrayals may exaggerate it in size and behavior for dramatic effects, the fascination with this prehistoric predator remains undiminished. So I know if you guys think back to the movie, like The Meg, which is honestly a great movie, so fun, great to watch, but probably not likely of what would have went on during the Meg's time. So that was just a quick preview of highlights on the megalodon. You know, a creature that once roamed the ancient seas as really one of the most formidable predators in history. So I want to go over a couple other really cool things. So this is a pretty cool fact for you guys. So searchers, as we said earlier, searchers have pinned the date of Megalodon's extinction at about 2.6 million years ago. But that was roughly when its said cousin, the great white shark, was just becoming established. Wowzers! So they went extinct around the time we got our great whites. Pretty cool. So I do just want to read you guys something real quick that I found on the internet, and I just kind of want to read it to you guys and see what you think. So this is according to oceansafaris.com. And according to them, the social behaviors of megalodons is what I want to talk about. So, while megalodon is often depicted as a solitary predator, recent studies suggest that it may have exhibited some social behaviors similar to modern sharks. Fossil evidence, such as the discovery of multiple teeth found in close proximity, hints at the possibility of pack hunting or at least social interactions between individuals. This challenges the controversial view of megalodons as a solitary hunter and opens up new avenues for understanding its ecology and behavior. Wow, so they hunted in packs, I guess. Similar to like a wolf, I don't know. But imagine like 3 or 4 80-foot sharks coming at you. I don't know. I do not want to be there. But That is really cool. So they didn't hunt alone, I guess. But there's also something else I want to share from oceansafaris.com. They also stated something about the lifespan of a megalodon. So I do want to talk about what they said there. All right. So while the lifespan of megalodon remains a topic of speculation, recent studies propose that it may have had a relatively long life expectancy compared to modern sharks. Examination of growth patterns in fossilized vertebrates suggests that megalodon may have lived for several decades, with individuals reaching maturity at around 25 to 30 years of age. This extended lifespan would have allowed megalodons to grow to its massive size. Are you joking me? 25 to 30 years. That is wild. But also so cool, you know, they were around for such a long time. That's also a really cool fact. I don't know about you guys, but I actually did not know that. I thought, you know, I don't know what I thought. I thought they were similar to some other sharks. I know every shark's kind of lifespan is a little bit different, but yeah, that was just something really cool I wanted to share with you guys. Something else that is really cool to note is Megalodon's name actually translates to giant tooth. Back on the teeth, I know, but how cool is that? Like, what a cool name to have. I mean, their teeth are giant. Speaking of giants, I think we all know that the giant adult sharks we're talking about also means, of course, giant babies. So, scientists actually estimate that the megalodon would have measured 6.5 feet long at birth. Wow. So, taller than most full-grown adults. And this information was also found out from the fossilized teeth of juveniles, making them, you know, the biggest shark babies, if you will, to be birthed, which is pretty insane. So megalodons also are thought to have had 276 teeth at a single time. So like other shark species, it probably would have lost and replaced teeth throughout its lifetime. I know, you know, that's kind of something every shark does. It's like a snake. It just sheds its teeth. Now I want to get into a little bit about its bite force. I know we talked a little bit about the teeth, but I also want to talk about what those teeth really did. So, the bite force of a megalodon was 40,000 pounds per square inch. So, it is said megalodon had the most powerful bite force of any creature that has ever lived. Don't hold me to that. That's just what it says. I'm not 100% sure about that. But let's put that into perspective. So, megalodons have 40,000 pounds per square inch, right? Well, great white's bite force is 4,000 pounds. So the megalodon was 10 times the bite force as the great white. I mean, are you kidding? That is incredible. Absolutely incredible. I think a lot of people really underestimate the size and the power of these guys. Like, you just like quickly think about it, but when you really put it into perspective, like if you've ever seen a great white in person or, you know, you've seen that huge fin, imagine 10 times. Like, it's absolutely wild. So it is also said that the megalodon actually had no predators. However, juveniles may have been prey to other sharks, such as the great hammerhead, who are thought to have overlapped during the same time as Megs. So the great hammerhead is not to be confused with a hammerhead, but we will talk about that at another time. But nonetheless, still amazing, still unbelievable, and it's really cool to kind of learn when some of these sharks evolved, and we can kind of put that into perspective with when the megalodon lived. So real quick, a little bit about their teeth. So Meg's teeth were suited well for biting through cartilage. And this is pretty crazy, but a recent study suggested that Megs would bite the fins of their victims before lunging in for the final kill. Meaning if they were eating another shark, another whale, a dolphin, anything, they usually went for the fins first. Now, of course, nobody lived back then. Nobody truly knows, but science has done whatever science does, and they have figured out that that may have been how they hunted their prey, which is also really cool that we can even find that information out. All right, guys, last but not least, I need to talk about one more thing. I want to know what you guys think. So if you know, watched Shark Week or you've learned anything about Megs, it was that a few years back, there was a thing going on where people were saying, oh, you know, the Meg's back. Could it still be real? Could it this? Could it that? And there was all this speculation. Some people were saying, nope, there's absolutely no possible way. Others were saying, there's no way there isn't Meg's still here. I want to know what you guys think about that, because I have my own opinions and I really want to know what you guys' are. So I am going to, you know, share with you guys my opinion a little bit. I don't want this to offend anyone. It's just kind of my belief. So I could kind of be in between of both. So we have only discovered such a small percentage of the ocean, and we all know that. So in my opinion, when they did Shark Week and, you know, they showed those videos of these sharks and they were thought to be, you know, the Meg, in my opinion, a shark of this size, right? Would we ever see it? I don't know. We just haven't discovered enough to say if something is real or not. Now, with megalodons, I do believe we've done research on them and the probability of them being here is slim to none. I just don't see it happening. However, that's not to say that there's something, you know, bigger or just as dangerous and, you know, interesting down there. Just my opinion. I don't know. I think there could be something even bigger or even crazier lurking below. We really don't truly know everything that is down in the depths of the ocean, because we as humans cannot explore that yet. Just my opinion. Let me know you guys's. It's one of my favorite topics to talk about, because you can just speculate and really have all these crazy ideas, and I love to hear them. Before I get off of here today, I do just want to say sorry for all of my mix up in words. It must be because it's almost Friday and my week brain is turning off. But I really enjoyed discussing this and these amazing creatures with you guys, and I am so excited to learn more alongside you guys. And do not worry, there will be more episodes on Megs in the future, I promise. I do hope to have a few shark, you know, friends and experts in the future. So definitely stay tuned for all of that. And real quick, before we jump off, I do just want to remind you guys to give us a follow on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us under Below the Fin on all those accounts. Again, do not forget to let us know your shark stories. Email us, direct message us, leave a comment, anything, whatever works. I love you guys' feedback, so definitely reach out with any stories you may have. Again, nothing is too small, and I would love to hear them. So that is going to be a wrap for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in once again. I hope everyone has a sharktastic weekend. And stay tuned for the next episode, because we have even more great things coming for you for a special episode number 10.